What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Isn't Christian martyrdom the same as suicide? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. Today's question is straight from the inbox, from a pastor who received it and passed it on to me. However the question arrives, thank you. My name is George Samietz and I'm a pastor here in the ELCE, looking after congregations in Brandon in Suffolk, Coventry and Harlow. I hope you enjoy the program. Isn't Christian martyrdom the same as suicide? Let me begin by saying simply and directly, no. In my view, Christian martyrdom is not the same as suicide. While both have the outcome of death, the martyrdom is a death that is inflicted upon a person by others, whereas for the suicide, the death is self-inflicted. Martyrs have their lives taken from them, while suicides take their own lives. Further, martyrs don't wish to die, but do. And suicides, in the mystery of what is happening internally, mightn't wish to die either, but perhaps see death as the only option, or they simply, at that moment, do wish to die, and sadly do. So the contexts of martyrdom and suicide are distinctly different. While the outcome is the same, a life ends in death. I think we would say similar things in relation to the ultimate sacrifice in war, or a rescue attempt that ends tragically, that such deaths are not the same as suicide. I am guessing that the question has as its premise or context that if a Christian is in a situation in which he or she is to be martyred, killed for the faith, and they had an opportunity to recant or do something that would take away the death sentence and they don't do it, isn't that the same as suicide? That by their inaction, not doing whatever will take the death sentence away, or by their action of faithfully maintaining their reason for why they're being martyred, in this case the Christian faith, they are contributing to their death. So is such a death then not suicide? Now obviously I'm going to say no. Dying for a cause, dying when one doesn't want to die but feels for a variety of reasons that there is no option, dying in a situation in which a person's life is taken from them, even if they could have somehow avoided it, is not classified by us as suicide. Rescue personnel who go into danger and who sadly lose their lives, and they have choices in that moment to go forward into the rescue, to wait, to not go forward, are never classified, as far as I'm aware, as suicide. Rather, we call such people heroic and we praise them. Our question today might acknowledge my answer, but still reply that Christianity and its call to faithfulness can't be the absolute in the face of the loss of life. Surely we must do what we can to live, for life is our greatest gift. This raises the issue of the meaning of life that we hold, the values to which we aspire, and what we are to do when the world in which we live conspires against us. In London, over the great west door of Westminster Abbey, are statues of 10 20th century Christian martyrs. A study of any or all of them will reveal a commitment to following Jesus as they understood it, in the context in which they lived. 9 of them were killed through murder or execution by others for a wide range of reasons, but all have been recognized as Christian martyrs. 1, Father Maximilian Kolbe, was killed in Auschwitz in a situation whereby he volunteered to take the place of a prisoner who had been selected with a group of other prisoners to be starved to death as a warning to everyone in the camp. Kolbe was the last prisoner to die, and his death was expedited by a lethal injection. I suppose it could be suggested that he didn't have to take the place of the prisoner, but again, I would be very surprised if anyone would classify his death as suicide. If we consider Jesus for a moment, we again have the tension of wanting to live, but realizing that life here on earth is not our ultimate goal to be pursued at all costs. We can recall Jesus' life, and from his birth, Jesus is marked for death. Luke records, "And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." We understand Jesus is here to die. John the Baptist calls Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that is all about sacrifice. Jesus himself speaks about his death, even the method, crucifixion. So he is not unaware of what is his trajectory. It is one thing to know an outcome and another to go through it. But Christianity's foundation is Jesus and him crucified. For while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And without the blood of this perfect sacrifice, we are all lost in our sins. There is no forgiveness without blood. Jesus walked the path to the cross, but only the churlish, I think, would regard his actions as suicide. Similarly, Christians do not look for death and want to live. But this life, which is our most precious gift from God, is not our ultimate aim to keep at all costs. Loved by God, Christians seek to love in return, and in a world of sin and all the horrors that it brings, living in bodies that are plagued with sin and fear and death, our love can be seen in faithfulness to God and service to those around us. This can bring Christians into conflict with those around them when following Jesus leads them on a different path to that of the society in which they live. Christians are not called to stand and fight in all circumstances. Trying to avoid persecution is a good thing, to live another day. Martyrs, strictly, are witnesses. But we understand the term today to mean witnessing by death in the face of persecution. Jesus told his followers that this is their lot in this world, and if we're not persecuted, then the world, while still following its own agenda, just isn't targeting us at the moment. But should persecution come, then speak and flee if you can or if you wish, and God will not abandon you. So listen to Jesus from Matthew chapter 10. "Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household?" When writing to the Christians at Rome, Paul talked about how they were to live in Roman society. Notice the call to bless the persecutors and to try and live peaceably with all. So from Romans chapter 12, "Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honourable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now the world might regard Christians as foolish for their faith, and thus delusional if it costs them their lives. And the world might even categorize such deaths as suicide. But I contend that they are not. Martyrdom, being faithful unto death, is part of what the Christian faith is about. But Christians don't go looking for such trouble. But it may come to them as they follow Jesus in their time and place. For those of us in the United Kingdom and in many parts of the world, we do not face persecution unto death, and our Christian faithfulness might be seen in our daily dying to self in repentance and walking wet in our baptism as we follow Jesus. Of course, you may be listening to this answer in a place where Christian persecution is actual and happening. The empty tomb of Jesus declares that death, while it is the final enemy, does not have the final say or the last word, for that belongs to the one who has defeated death's power. Just before his prayer and arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had washed his disciples' feet, instituted Holy Communion, and taught them many things about what was to happen, and particularly about the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. No, Christian martyrdom is not the same as suicide. Witnessing to Jesus is what our lives do as we follow him, while looking out for and trying to serve the people around us. And whether that witness involves our death or not, it is our hope that people will see and meet Jesus, a living God of grace and mercy, who shows this by his cross and by the fact that he is with us, even us. If I've missed an aspect of the question, or you have more questions on this topic, by all means, send them to me via this email address, info@lutheranradio.co.uk. That's info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.